3 to 5 years. Destruction of our independent school district and local control would be a long-term solution to a short-term problem, not easily restored when conditions improve. Declassification of our city to second class would have many other ramifications beyond just a question of school control by taking away powers and important rights we now have as a first-class city. If anything, we have an ambition to move in a direction of home rule. As an alternative, we ask that we be allowed to decide for ourselves from among a choice of options what our future course shall be. By the end of April, the legislators should have a set of options pretty well identified. We may also find an adjustment within the community to make one or more of those options palatable. Why can't we make that decision instead of someone many hundreds of miles away deciding such an important issue for us? To cope with the impact of present cash shortages, the citizens of our city just recently imposed on themselves a sales tax to offset state shortages. You can bet that we will be looking at the educational needs of our children and find those needs worthy of any reasonable sacrifice. Again, please allow us the opportunity to decide for ourselves what we can afford to do as an alternative to a forced loss of our independent school district status.
Thank you very much. Quick question, Representative Copeland.
Just a comment. If we support your statement, the intent of notice, we would have been much better. We can read it and to discuss it with you, some of the ideas, rather than to reread the statement. And I hope that other people do that when they come. If they have given a written statement, please give a written statement. Then we can proceed to go from there rather than repeating.
Representative Phillips,
a couple questions. St. Mary's second class city?
First class.
First class city. And you have a sales tax?
Yes.
And what percentage of sales tax?
3%.
Okay. And a property tax?
No.
Okay. And the other, okay, of your budget, I guess, how much of the budget for St. Mary's comes from the sales tax in order to operate?
We have just issued, citizens have just voted in November's election to have the 3% sales tax, so it has just come on as of January.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but what I'm getting at is that, yeah, of that 3%, or whatever the money you take in from 3% sales tax, okay, how much does that go directly for schools? Is that designated or dedicated?
Just a comment. 20 years ago, when they organized, they did levy local tax, and it's only later that sufficient money came from the state.
Laura, thank you very much. We appreciate your presentation.
Thank you.
And I'm afraid we must adjourn at this time. Just very quickly, Representative Larson.
I respect everything that was just said, and I think it's very, very important. In fact, I heard that said in the Palmer Independent School District about 25 years ago.
Thank you very much. I'd like to adjourn this meeting of the House Hess Committee at 10:07.
Now we dance to the next
Okay, caucus.